we started talking about this, I think, way back in training camp, and I don't know if enough people know who Jack Marucci is.
The man.
But he's the man, right?
The man.
Right. He's a local guy. He's from down Uniontown way, and now he's like a bigwig running Marucci bats. You see him, right? All the big leaguers. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, do you have one? Like what he did for us, because he listens to the Fan Morning Show, and we got like one day this package arrives, and I got like this, I don't know, it's probably like 20 inches long, a mini bat, mm-hmm. my name on it. Do you have one of those?
Man, it's crazy you say that, because, man, it almost makes me tear up thinking about it, but it's like, man, in the middle of my rehab session with Jack, you know, through the ACL and all yeah. that, I remember one day he was like, Rick, come on, we're going to make a ride. And, you know, because I was literally spending every day up at the training room at LSU trying to rehab, get back. And we rode over to Marucci Bat Company. And so Jack, you know, we had talked, and it just kind of is a mind-boggling story, and I'll give you a short of it. For a man to grow up, son plays baseball in a wooden back league, he starts making baseball bats. Yeah. And then it goes from being Louisville Slugger on the back of every TV that you see a baseball game to this M. And I'm like, that guy is the guy that's working with me, working on yep. me, you know? So it was kind of a crazy moment, but that day that he took me over there and he was like, I want to make you a bat. And I got to go through and see him spin it, and he was like, let me hold it. He's like, you like how it feels? And it's just crazy just to see how the bottoms of the knobs are different, and they really can laid and create it.
But you kind of built it too, right?
Well, I was with him.
Right, and so he kind of guided you through the whole thing. Now, you probably have like a regular size bat, not like a little
real
bat.
One. Yeah, I got a real one, a real Marucci bat, got the name engraved on it, the whole deal, and you know, he took me over there that day, and I'll never forget that, you know, because I got to see it.
We have to be careful now not to get LSU in trouble here. You were gone, right? You were no longer playing.
Oh, yeah.
So you were a pro by that point.
Course,
so in other words, you're not getting like improper benefits or anything.
No. I'd gone, I mean, I've known Jack for years, you know, yeah. like since I was there.
Sure.
So, he gave me that because, you know, we're two ACLs in. It's the second go-round wow. that we've done it. So he hooked it up, and I've had it. I got it at my house right now to this day.
What makes him, because, I mean, trainers obviously have to know physiology and everything else, but how much of that is also what they have to know about what's going on inside a guy's head?
A lot. You got to know how far to push a guy, you know, and especially coming off an injury like that. There were days that it was like I had to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, as much sense as that makes.
Right.
But truly, and if the trainer doesn't push you and they don't guide you there, then, you know, naturally your body will just kind of go into caution, you know, and kind of slow down. So I think the training aspect and who you rehab with is a huge part, because they're going to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to push
And the trust factor from your standpoint is, even though you must be thinking in the back of your head, wait a minute, is this supposed to be good? Is
right.
this pain supposed to be good? How tough is it to get used to that?
Huge, huge, huge. But I think the huge factor for me was how many people they had performed the surgery on and how quick guys had come back. And I got to throw them a little, you know, plug right here. They just wrote an article on what Dr. Bankston, LSU, and Jack Marucci kind of have done and switched up the surgery on ACLs over the last two decades. And the article is really amazing. I mean, it'll tell you kind of why they've had the success that they've had. But, I mean, we're getting ACLs coming back down there in 4.5, 5 months compared to 6, 7, 8 months. And yeah. so that's where you have to trust Jack and trust your trainer that he knows what he's doing, because he's been doing it for so long on so many people.
With two of those, did you ever think about stopping?
ACLs?
Do you ever think about giving it up?
Oh, man, absolutely. After the first one, I didn't know if it was over. So when the second one came around, I think the second one was a little bit easier because I knew I'd come through the first one. So, of course, I mean, any athlete, I'd say running back to get a knee blown out is major, not once but twice, is huge. So, of course, I have my doubts, but I still love the game way too much.
Jack says, lastly, he says you're his favorite redneck. and because of your hunting, we talked about that.
Yeah.
You get the big truck and everything else.
Yeah.
Have you ever hunted around here? Like, have you ever hunted in the Northeast?
I have not, and I'm going to put it out there and say that I'm looking for somewhere to go duck hunting or geese hunting up here.
Well, you know, there's a guy named Brett Kiesel that used to play for the Steelers. I think he can hook you up.
I might need to holler at him, man, and try to get with him. But Jack and them know me pretty well. You know, I'm a country boy out of Mississippi, man. So at the end of the day, when it's said and done, I'll be off in the country somewhere with no service trying to kill something, man. So that's just kind of why they always joke with me and mess around, because, you know, I'm real, man, and I know where I come from, and there's no shame in that. So at the end of the day, that's where I'm going to be is down south.
I do have one more. You wouldn't mind scoring a touchdown or two or three
or four
against
or
Sunday, right?
Well, come on now. I want as many as they're going to let me get in there. So absolutely not. I'm trying to go in there and hit them with a bang, man. I really am.